From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. The political crisis in Egypt is intensifying. President Hosni Mubarak has angered anti-government protesters by saying he's transferring authority but staying in office. Speaking through an interpreter on CNN, Mubarak also said he won't bow to foreign pressure.
I will not accept to listen to any foreign interventions or dictations.
President Obama is questioning whether the Egyptian government is doing enough to make political reforms. NPR's Jackie Northam says Mr. Obama issued a statement after Mubarak's speech, not mentioning him by name, but criticizing him for being unclear about his intent.
Mr. Obama's statement was issued not long after President Mubarak, in a televised speech, refused to resign. It was widely believed Mubarak would give up his hold on power under pressure from widespread protests. His refusal to step down took many by surprise. Mr. Obama's statement made it clear he was impatient with the turn of events. He said the Egyptian people had been told that there was a transition of power underway, and he questioned whether that transition was immediate, meaningful, or sufficient. President Obama's statement repeated earlier calls by his administration for the Egyptian government to lift a decades-old state of emergency law and that meaningful negotiations among a broad spectrum of opposition figures begin. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.
Meantime, hundreds of thousands of protesters are expected to start flowing into Cairo's central square after prayers on Friday. Some opposition leaders are now urging the army to intervene. House Republicans have started a new deregulation effort. As NPR's David Wellner reports, proponents say excessive government rules kill jobs.
Republicans on the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee held a hearing to show that regulations take a toll on the economy. Indiana's Dan Burton pointed to the nation's huge trade deficit.
And one of the reasons that we have such a huge trade deficit is in many areas we cannot be competitive because regulation is strangling the private sector.
But Democrats defended government regulation. One of them was Illinois' Mike Quigley.
I defy anyone in this room to not think about regulation the next time they get on a commuter airliner, right? How much sleep did that pilot get last night?
The regulatory row moved on to the entire House, where Republicans insisted on a 9.5-hour debate on a bill ordering committees to review government regulations. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
The Labor Department says it saw the lowest number of claims for unemployment benefits in years last week. Some 383,000 people made first-time jobless claims, the lowest level in nearly 3 years. Economist David Weiss of Standard & Poor's says while there still isn't enough hiring, there seems to be a significant reduction in layoffs. This is NPR News. A coroner says the death toll from a natural gas explosion in Allentown, Pennsylvania, has risen to 5. An 83-year-old underground cast iron gas main there ruptured Wednesday night, flattening 2 homes and damaging an entire city block. It was one of a few recent incidents raising questions about the nation's aging infrastructure. Several people were injured in Philadelphia last month after a gas main explosion, and 8 people were killed in San Bruno, California in September, when a 44-year-old gas transmission line ruptured. A major change in professional sports as the head coach of the Utah Jazz is calling it quits. We have more on that story from James Nelson in Salt Lake City.
After more than 22 years as the head coach of the Utah Jazz, Jerry Sloan is stepping down. Utah lost to the Chicago Bulls Wednesday evening, and Coach Sloan was uncharacteristically late in meeting with the media after the game. His only comment then was that he had been meeting with management. Sloan, whose trademark of hard work and team play led the Utah Jazz to 2 NBA Finals appearances. In his 23rd season with the Jazz, Sloan's tenure is the longest in professional sports. In addition, he leaves the NBA with 1,127 victories, more wins with the same team than anyone else. Jerry Sloan replaced Frank Layden in midseason 1988. Since then, there have been 245 coaching changes in the NBA. For NPR News, I'm James Nelson in Salt Lake City.
Three photographs of Prince Philip, never before seen in public, are showing at a new exhibition celebrating his 90th year that will open Saturday at Windsor Castle. Philip announced he will be stepping down from some of his duties last year. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News in Washington.